Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has always played a role of the first responder to the Maldives. After holding delegation-level talks with President of the Maldives, Mohammad Moeizu, Mr. Modi, in a joint press statement, highlighted that India has always fulfilled its responsibility as a neighbour. The Prime Minister said, the Maldives also has an important place in India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. He also informed about various projects completed by India in the island nation. RuPay card payments have also been introduced in the Maldives as Mr. Modi and Dr. Moeizu witnessed the first such transaction. In his statement, Dr. Moeizu said he and Prime Minister Modi held extensive discussions taking stock of their successful development journey together and charting the path of the future collaborations between the two countries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better centre-state coordination from the government. He chaired a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi. The Home Minister said that Naxalism is the biggest obstacle in the path to development and it is not going to benefit anyone. He appealed to all the youth associated with Naxalism to leave weapons and join the mainstream. Mr. Shah said the government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 candidates in Haryana will be disclosed when counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centres have been set up with tight security in place. Counting centres have been set up at all district headquarters with three layers of central and state armed police forces along with troops of district police. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 5 lakh rupees ex gratia to the family of the deceased spectators of the air show held at Chennai yesterday. Expressing condolences to the bereaved families, he said that the government was fully prepared to face any situation and had rendered full cooperation to the Indian Air Force. He stated that it was an unfortunate incident and their precious lives were lost due to overheat, exhaustion and also some medical reasons. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. Food Processing and Industries Minister Chirag Paswan has said that 100 food testing labs will be set up in the coming days by the ministry to ensure the quality of food products. Addressing the 13th edition of Mass Merise organized by FICCI in New Delhi today, Mr. Paswan highlighted that 50 irradiation units will be set up to minimize waste while ensuring value addition during food processing. Mr. Paswan also urged the stakeholders of the food industry to help India become a global food basket. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambrose and Gary Rubkun for the discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. Announcing the decision, the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institute, a research-led medical university in Stockholm, stated that the discovery made by these two scientists has proven to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in Group B match in Sharjah this evening at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.